The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome back now, everybody. And I thought what I'd do this afternoon is I would serve you up a triple serving of blackmail. Holy blackmail, that is, because that's what we hear today. When Jesus says, "The measure with which you measure will be measured back to you," you better listen up. Anyone who wants to go to heaven must take those words very, very seriously. You don't have a choice. You have to forgive. If you don't forgive others, your Heavenly Father's not going to forgive you. And if you're a strict judge of others, God is going to be a strict judge of you on Judgment Day. And if God is a strict judge of us on Judgment Day, none of us is going to make it. Now, the thing that we need to really be worried about upon hearing that is this. Many people, I would dare say most people, think to themselves, "That's okay. I don't judge other people." Please never say that to yourself. You are fooling yourself royally if you think to yourself that you are not judgmental. Being judgmental is as common as being egotistical. In fact, the two are related. You are as judgmental as you are proud. And everyone, I hope you already know this, has an ego problem. A humble soul, for example, would never say, "I'm humble." No humble person would ever say that of themselves. Anyone who says that of themselves would be proud by definition, because humble folks aren't focused on their own selves. And similarly, someone who genuinely is not judgmental will be sharply aware of just how judgmental they are over and over again. For example, we fault one another for trifles all day long. And yet we expect that others will excuse us of the deepest faults, and we show just how judgmental we are. You know how people get upset, for example, take traffic. How's that for an example? People would get so upset if someone sits at a red light for more than a second longer than it have to after it turns green. Or they'll get upset at how often someone else clears their throat, or the little sound that children make when they slurp their soup. And we show just how judgmental we can be. When you hear about events on the news, or maybe a local event, or maybe an event in your school, or maybe an event in your own home, and maybe someone's done something wrong, you demand strict justice for others. But you expect everyone else to be terribly merciful with you, and you reveal just how judgmental you really are. When we speak, we expect everyone else to take our words lightly, right? Not to take them wrong. But boy, do we show the quickest offense when anyone says anything negative about us and show just how judgmental we really are. Or how about complaint? Don't we complain freely about others? Yes, we do, and all the time. And don't we get so upset when we discover that anyone has complained anything at all about us and reveal just how judgmental we really are? The more you are judgmental, the more you are proud. And everyone has an ego problem. Please, please, please be aware of this, because the divine physician can't help somebody who doesn't think that he's sick. Jesus gives us more than one serving of holy blackmail, though, this morning. He gives us a couple more. He says, "Be merciful just as your Heavenly Father is merciful." And that means two things. That means be merciful because your Heavenly Father is merciful. And that means be merciful in the same way that your Heavenly Father is merciful, which means we have to show mercy when we feel like it and when we don't. To those we like, and to those we don't. Hardest of all, to those who deserve mercy and to those who don't. One of my favorite definitions of mercy: mercy belongs to those who do not deserve it. But I've got yet another serving of holy blackmail for you here this afternoon. Because Jesus says a good measure packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap, and that measure will be measured out to you. He refers, when he says that, to the grain market of, I don't know, maybe it's still the case in the Middle East, but certainly was the case in Jesus' time. So, for example, if you go to the grain market and you walk up to someone and you say, I'll have one measure of wheat. And he takes out the measure of wheat and he pours it in your bag and he says, that'll be 2 shekels. But if a friend comes up to that same vendor and he says, I'll have one measure of wheat, what'll he give him? He'll give him a good measure. He'll take that wheat measure, pour it into the bag, shake it, press it down, and give him a little bit more. Because that's what love does. That's what love does. It gives to the one who loves. And Jesus says that that's what you'll be given as well, based on how much you give. And he's not talking about wheat. He's talking about mercy. And that's something that we are all going to need a very good measure of when Judgment Day finally faces us. Because the way God forgives, and this is the ultimate challenge, when God forgives something, let's just say when God forgives us of a sin, when you repent, when you go to confession, when you're absolved, God treats you like it never even happened. Are you aware of that? It's not like God's got this little memory in the back of his mind. He still remembers what you did at the age of 16, you know, on some given Friday night. No, God, when you are a repentant sinner and you're back in the Father's house, God treats you like it never even happened. Because God is not a God of the past. He's a God of the now. And that might be our deepest challenge of all. I don't mean to negate your emotions, but we need to strive as best we can to forgive the same way God forgives. So there's your triple serving of blackmail here this afternoon. You don't have a choice. Take it, or well, you don't want to leave it, because that wouldn't leave you in a very good place, would it? Let's strive to give as we wish to receive, because if ever there were a ticket to heaven, it's this: blessed are those who show mercy. Mercy will be theirs.